following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hope you all enjoyed the long 4th of July holiday weekend. I say that because I got to enjoy a few days, and many people had 3, 4, maybe more days off. Some, they did their work, and they'll take some other days off. But we're glad to have you back. And as we said, it is time to get into football talk, and that's what we're going to do a little bit today, and probably have at least some college football talk on this program until the national championship game in January when the playoffs are over. So, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, makes one of his annual visits here to us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk with him at the bottom of the hour. And then 14 schools, 14 to preview. Used to be 10 teams. Then it used to be 12 teams. And now it's 14 teams in 14 days with Rutgers and Maryland coming into the fray. And we will be previewing football all week long. We've already got the lineup set for you. Producer Jeff, he's working on the 5th of July, the 6th of July, the 3rd of July. He wouldn't do anything on the 4th of July. But tomorrow we're going to start with Michigan State. Our buddy Paul Cohen-Dyke from the Spartan side of things, Spartan Magazine, will join us to talk about the defending champions. Also this week, Purdue, Rutgers, Minnesota, who beat Nebraska last year. Can Jerry Kill take it up another notch this year? Those are the teams we'll be previewing this week. It all leads us up to the Husker Roundtable on July the 25th and then to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. And, Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Doug. How are you doing? Hey, do you remember last year we talked to the guy from Michigan? I don't think he liked Michigan or Michigan State.
Yeah, Drew Sharp.
Yeah.
When the preseason rankings came out. And you know what? He was sort of right. He just had the wrong teams. He had Ohio State, but he didn't give Michigan State any love. And he was kind of right.
You know,
I don't know. Was he kind of right?
Well, you know, the thing I looked at, we talked about Michigan State the year before. Michigan State lost so many games, like in overtime or on a last-second field goal. So they were kind of somebody that maybe didn't have to really do a whole lot to improve. You know, a one touchdown per game was going to make them, you know, a 10-1 team. And, you know, I think that's what you have to look at. Are there teams out there that were just missing it by one touchdown? Were they just missing things by, you know, 7 points or something like that? So you have to look at those teams, and those are the teams you got to look at and think maybe have a chance to compete for the championship.
And Nebraska's been on both sides of close games here, and we mentioned that a couple years ago. They won all the close ones. And then last year maybe didn't have as many close ones to decide. They won, they lost. They lost. You know, UCLA was 20 points. Minnesota was a fairly large margin. Iowa was a large margin by the time that got all done. So Nebraska hasn't been in the habit of losing a lot of close games. So I guess, A, if it's close, Nebraska wins. But, B, when they're getting beat, they're getting beat. And I don't think it'll be that way this year because got into some talk over the weekend with some ex-Huskers, and we were kind of on the same page. We think this year's team is going to be a little bit more like the team that lost to Texas by one in the Big 12 championship game, relying on their defense. The defense might not be that good, but it's going to be pretty good.
Right, and I don't think there's as many offensive weapons to stop in the Big Ten this year. You know, there's not some of those teams like the Oregons and the Baylors and somebody like that. They're going, whoa, how are we going to just get a stop at all? So, you know, I agree with you, Doug, on that. Nebraska does have a chance, you know, if they can find that quarterback that can to move the ball or just keep him out of trouble. Either way you have to do it, you know, but you got to be able to put a drive away every once in a while, too.
Well, awards start coming out. In fact, there's so many of them now. They send some of us in the National College Football Awards Foundation. They send us the calendar to tell us what's coming out. Today, the Bednarik Award, the Maxwell Award, the Paul Hornung Award. And again, don't get too crazy on any of this stuff, folks, whether you're on it or you're not. How many times has the Heisman Trophy winner been the front runner? Has he went wire to wire lately? Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time, Jimmy. But if you were really good last year, if you were first-team all-conference, second-team all-conference, all-American, if you're returning with some accolades, you're going to be on these lists. And so Amir Abdullah and Kenny Bell and Randy Gregory each named a watch list today. Abdullah was named to the watch list for both the Maxwell Award and the Paul Hornung Award. Bell was named to the Hornung Award, and Gregory is listed on the Bednarik Award. The Maxwell goes to the top college football player in America and has been there since 1937. The Bednarik Award goes to the College Defensive Player of the Year. That's been going out since 1995. And this is the fourth year for the Paul Hornung Award, which goes to the most versatile player in college football. And that'll be hard for Abdullah or Bell to win that award if they're not utilized in the return game. You usually see a good wide receiver or running back slash return man win that award. But, you know, Gregory is definitely, if he does what is projected and can build off last year, he's definitely going to be a semifinalist and most likely a finalist. And if Abdullah can kind of do the same thing, you know, his name is there on the kind of that next page of Heisman Trophy candidates, hopefuls, possible. You know, there's some good guys right there.
Well, Abdullah, when you know, our quarterback Martinez went down, really had to carry the load, and he did carry the load. You know, he was not a disappointment in any game. You know, had 100 yards almost every game. And I know in the Iowa game it was a difficult situation for everybody. You know, it was just a really tough game because of the ball control and how Iowa took over and got some turnovers. So we had to do something that was going to score in a hurry to get back into the game. So we kind of got us out of what we do well.
And again, you can join us, talk a little college football, talk a little all-star game. We're going to get into that here in just a little bit. I want to give you the numbers to call, the ways to contact us. If you're in town for vacation and want to give a comment about anything, love to hear from you as well. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Use the numbers ESPN 1460 1550. And you can even email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Once you get it typed in, it's a little long, but then it's always there. Doug, spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Royals used to get a guy in the All-Star game because every team used to have one, and now they're looking pretty good. They're continuing to play decent baseball, even though they got beat yesterday. Outstanding pitching performance from the young man from Cleveland. But for the second straight year, it's the same three going for the Royals: Alex Gordon, Greg Holland, the relief pitcher, and Salvador Perez, who's actually going to get the start in this ball game. And you have to figure if it's coming down to the ninth inning with no Mariano Rivera remaining, Holland's probably one of the two guys you have to look at to close the game if the American League has the lead in this one. So,
you know, it's quite possible, Doug, if they go with him as the catcher and they don't throw in a whole lot of other catchers out there, that all three guys could be playing at the same time. You know, you could have our left fielder, and at least Holland, the left fielder. I don't know what they're going to do with our catcher, because last year he finished the game. You know, I think they only used three catchers, but he got to play like the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. So I'm sure they're going to take turns with the catchers, and he probably won't be out there at the same time Holland pitches.
No, so we'll see how it all plays. And, you know, the only reason you do that is to do that. Comfortable. You know, sometimes now the all-star starter only goes one inning, which I hate. I mean, give him a chance to go through the lineup once. That's why he's the starter.
Well, you know what's amazing about when you looked at the National League's starters, when I say the starters, I'm talking about not starting the all-star game, but these are pitchers that have started throughout the year. Look at some of those guys. Amazing. I mean, how do you decide who gets to start? I mean, Kershaw's got to start. I mean, he's got like, you know, 30 consecutive innings without giving up a run or whatever it is. It's up there high. But look at the other pitchers that you're not starting. Zach Greinke's not going to be starting. You know, you've got for the Cincinnati Reds, you know, the guy that throws 100 miles an hour. I mean, it's amazing. Kudo, I think, is his name, you know. But and then there's one other pitcher that's just pitched phenomenal. And, you know, I mean, how can you not start these people?
I'm going over. I'm looking at the roster here, and then I come across this. I come across this. This is changing the subject, but it's on the All-Star game, so I don't know. I can't even believe this. This is awesome. Oh, this is awesome. Oh, this is awesome. Draft Serve is going to be making its debut at the All-Star game. These machines will allow customers to control how much beer they'd like to pour, ranging from 38 to 40 cents per ounce. Self-serve beer stations are up and running, and those who attend the All-Star game can decide what they want and how much they want. It's a way to engage with the customer and allow the fan to have greater control of what they're drinking, said Jerry Jacobs Jr., the principal of Delaware North, whose sports service controls the concessions at 11 baseball stadiums, 7 arenas that have NBA and NHL, and 7 more that have NFL. Fans attending Twins games can go to a cash register, show their ID, and preload a $10 or $20 card. But for the All-Star game, Jimmy, oh, you can get a $50 card. Who's the first guy that's going to go 20 ounces and then just stick his head under there and go, yeah, baby.
I'll bet it's organized pretty well. You hit the, and then as soon as the 20th ounce, it's kind of like your gasoline when you go get $20 of the gas, it just shuts it off. I'm not sure, Doug, how it works, but if it works the way you say it does, Jacobs, can you imagine that?
Jacobs said the machine does not eliminate the need for labor. An employee will be at each one to check IDs if a person looks younger than 30 and to prevent any fan who appears inebriated from purchasing beer. The machine allows a customer to use the card to pour up to 48 ounces of beer every 15 minutes. Draft Serve coming to a ballpark near you. When are we having Paul Plinski on again? We should ask him. When's Draft Serve coming to UNK?
That is something else, isn't it? That is all. Yeah, that's kind of amazing to do that at a Major League Baseball game.
Back to the ball game, though. It appears that for the first time ever, two ex-Huskers have also been selected to play in the game. And you've got the young man that's been doing pretty good for the Minnesota Twins. And maybe nobody's been paying a whole lot of attention to Tony Watson here lately, but the left-hander, he's the first left-handed reliever in Pirates history to make an All-Star game. He's 5-0 with a 0.89 ERA, 49 strikeouts in 40 and two-thirds innings this season.
And he's from, where did you say he's from?
Former Husker, Pittsburgh Pirate now.
Okay. And then, you know, Dunsing plays at the Twins, and he didn't make it. You know what I mean? But there's a possibility where
he
could.
That's because they stink.
They're not a very good baseball team, but they're the host team. And, you know, they're going to take somebody else from the Twins because we have to cheer really
loud
for
them. Ken Herbeck, isn't he playing?
Ken Herbeck, yeah, there he is. Hey, the other pitcher I couldn't think of plays for the Cardinals that has got a really low ERA, you know what I mean? When you were talking about the National League starters, I mean, if they throw them three innings apiece, they're going to be a zero on the board for the American League.
And you know what you've just done too, Jimmy, because you follow baseball more than I do, even these days. But back in the day, we could have rattled off everybody in the All-Star game almost because you knew. If you'd have said Cardinals pitcher, we'd have known who it was. If you'd have said Reds pitcher, we'd have known. Orioles catcher, we'd have known who it was. Not anymore. Not anymore. But all the All-Star game festivities will be right here on ESPN Radio, including the Home Run Derby next Monday and the All-Star game on Tuesday. A couple of other baseball notes. Tonight, the Cornhusker League Championship games will be played. Hastings is in the junior game, and Grand Island is in the senior game. Hastings-Johnson Imperial plays at Lincoln Pius tonight. And then the senior game, as we talked with Coach Martinez last week, they will host Lincoln East, which is Lincoln U-Stop, at 7 o'clock tonight. And that game will be at Ryder Park. And it looks like Grand Island, who went 3-2, just like Kearney did over the weekend at the Mike Peterson tournament, they're going to go with Mr. Henke on the mound. He didn't pitch this weekend, so they're saving him for the championship, and the ball goes in his hands tonight at Ryder Park.
Yeah, he'll have a pretty good home plate umpire, I think, with a good zone tonight.
Oh, good God. Weird. How does this happen? And then if Kearney's in, we bring Higgins over? Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Yeah, that's how it works.
You guys got quite the deal, don't you?
Well, that's the way it goes.
Who's your crew?
Craig Roop and Tim Higgins. So you got two Grand Island guys, and so they wanted, you know, got somebody from Kearney.
How are the locker room facilities over there at Ryder?
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing. We've got
Roop's not going to get locked in, is he?
No, we've got air conditioning facilities in both places now, and it used to not be that way. I mean, that used to be kind of a, you know, you umpire in 100-degree weather. Oh, and you know what it's like on that AstroTurf or even down out in the field.
It doesn't matter.
And then you go into the locker room. So what were we going to say?
You want the junior game at 5:30 where it actually is the hottest part of the day? Or do you want to go do the bases and sweat the whole time and then go put your gear on and do the 8 o'clock game?
Yeah.
Which one do you take?
You take the
senior game.
See, today they're just going to be one game. So,
yeah, if it's a doubleheader.
I'll tell you the truth. I usually let the other guy decide. Yeah. You know, I just go up to him and go, hey, what do you want to work? And he'll tell me. And, you know, sometimes those guys really want to do the junior game because the senior game is going to be kind of maybe a lot of people yelling and screaming at you. And they've already got their stuff on. It's kind of like, you know, you've had it, Doug, where you've somebody and you and another guy are going to go someplace and you drive. And you're thinking he's going to drive, but you drive. You get there and you look at all. He's already got his stuff out of his car. He's jumping in your car. You know, and then he locks the door, so you know you're driving.
Well, we got to stop and get gas. I didn't know I was driving. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, good times. All right. Junior Legion or Junior Area tournaments actually get underway this weekend as well. Some of the brackets are starting to come out, and we'll bring those to you as those become finalized. Producer Jeff, who's doing a great job with the Doug and Daddy Show, your smiling face will also be seen. Where can people yell at you at next week? Or this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be in Overton at the C7, three games.
All dirt? All dirt?
Yeah, it is all dirt, and they've had a tough time getting games in this summer just because of that. They've had to cancel a few games from what I've gathered. They canceled last Saturday when I was supposed to work just because that field is, when it rains, it gets pretty bad. They're shot back in water out of there.
Gonna have to buy a tarp, aren't we? Throw it over there. I know some of the farmers over there. We'll get that taken care of.
Tarps are pretty expensive, I think.
Yeah, take it off the hay, put it on the field.
They're really not that much fun to stretch out there. You
no,
know?
They're not.
Have
no.
you seen how many guys they have in the major league games that grab those tarps and
throw
them?
That's a little different story. Yeah. Little different story. Also, congratulations to Brian Arp. Made his commitment since we last spoke. He is going to go to the University of Ohio and confirmed with him this morning that his schedule is open on Wednesday. He'll join us Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about that decision. I always ask the guys kind of the same general question. It seems like the guys from our area, Jimmy, they either commit before the season or they wait kind of almost to the end. Hardly any of the high school kids seem to commit during the season. Like you'll see, you know, we'll hear Nebraska commits, they'll go to the Husker weekend. And it's always interesting to me, either way, why you waited or why you chose before your senior season to make that decision. And, you know, it seemed like Arp, the more he was going to get going, might get some more offers, especially if he had the season that everybody thinks he's going to have. But he's going to go to Ohio. And another thing I was going to ask him is, you know, how much longer can Coach Solich be the head coach there? I mean, he's going to be close to retirement age, you would think. But there's some guys now that they can roll right on until they're 80. So it'll be interesting to see what his thoughts are on those two deals.
You know, and I think Nebraska's assistant coaches have some Nebraska ties. I think Jimmy Burrows, Jimmy Burrows, who was from Mississippi, played defensive back for Nebraska. And so, yeah, he just, you know, I think he was kind of hoping Nebraska would offer what I read in the Hub. You know, thought maybe if Nebraska offered, he'd be. But they weren't really committed yet to give him something. And he thought, well, you know, Ohio's asking. And, hey, you know what? This is a pretty good place to go. And, you know, they're on TV a lot. You know, Ohio University always is playing on a Tuesday and Wednesday. The only game of the, you know, the only game out there. And you go, hey, this is a pretty good deal. So, but that's a good place to play. And they've got a good program. Been to a lot of bowl games lately. You know, and play for the championship, and I think it's a good spot. And, you know, I'll tell you what, he last year, and I watched him play every game, and last year he had some huge plays on defense, you know, where, and, you know, and you notice those. You notice the defensive plays. Oh. You can have a great play as an offensive lineman, and most people don't see that. I mean, you might have been the key person of why that player, the quarterback got the pass off. You know, they might have had a stunt on, and you picked it up. And no one really notices that. But they do notice when you make that sack and the guy fumbles. You know, hey, and we recovered. You know, that's a noticeable thing. But he had some good plays on both sides of the ball for us.
Well, congratulations to Brian. We'll talk with him Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, he was getting double and triple teamed a lot last year as well. Also, a lot of people thought old Clester Johnson Jr. was going to have some big-time offers, and he accepted to Wyoming. Over the weekend, Papillion led us to South defensive tackle Ryan Erath going to South Dakota State. So you got some kids taking these early offers because, let's face it, Jimmy, the lower you are on the totem pole, you got to throw out as many offers. If you're South Dakota State, Wyoming, Colorado State, maybe even Kansas, you know, I'm just talking bordering area, you got to throw those offers out a little bit earlier because if you do, you might hit a home run. You might get a guy you shouldn't get. To be quite honest, and he turns out to be maybe a 3-4-star type of guy for you.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, you know, because, Doug, we've talked about this, and I'm not talking about the players. I'm not talking about ARP. I'm not talking about Clester Johnson. They've got their own plans. But now what's going on, a lot of players are saying yes to these schools. Then they also have that great year, and all of a sudden here comes UCLA knocking on the door. You know, and you're going, yeah, I guess maybe I'm not going to South Dakota State.
Yeah,
you know, so that's, you know, so let's be, it's early. It's we're still in July.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mr. Basketball wrapped up over the weekend. We've got Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com as we ask him about the Big Ten. It's all coming up after this.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine across the area today, along with some late-day shower and storm activity developing, with a high of around 90, southeast winds stay at 5 to 15. With scattered storms around into tonight, we'll fall to 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 82.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 888-455-ESPN, and we're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where, don't forget, today they're wrapping up at the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac stores, the 72-hour sale, putting the bow on the 4th of July weekend. They were really busy. I was talking with Andy and the gang up there this morning as I was getting my car serviced up and ready to go. So they had a very busy weekend with some of the great specials. 0%, 72-month financing on 2014 models with approved credit. No pay for 90 days with qualifying credit during the 72-hour sale that runs through the close of business today at your Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac dealer, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Stop by, see Heath and the entire gang there as they are moving product. And if you're ready to get out on the road, I know that we're in that little window. Jimmy, you know it as a parent, that little window where the little leaguers are probably just finished up. A lot of them I know have finished up their baseball or the girls' softball or whatever their summer activity is, and school starts here for some of these kids in about a month's time. So you got about a month here where you've planned that family vacation, and it's time to get that vehicle ready to go. If you're looking for something new, today's the day to get it done. Saving some money, no pay for 90 days with qualifying credit at your Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac dealer, and go to thinkmidway.com, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You taking your boy on a vacation? Or did you say your sister's getting married? We got nothing. I'm getting you a tux.
I think a little bit. We really don't go on vacations. You know, when we might go to Kansas City, you know, to a baseball game, you know, two games or something like that, and we call that a vacation. I don't. He doesn't know any better. He doesn't know that actually people get in and like go to different countries and do things like that. You know, he doesn't know any better. He thinks our vacation. Hey, we're going on vacation. Where we go? We're going to Lincoln. We're going to play baseball for runs. That's a vacation. You
know? Well. In some cases, it is, and sometimes it is. Sometimes there's more. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good.
With the baseball
That's
team,
right.
No doubt about
That's
it.
That's right. How about you? Are you going on any vacations?
I have no long extended stuff planned.
Don't you go to the Big Ten? Aren't you going to the
That's
Big
not
Ten?
A vacation.
That's a vacation.
No, it's yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it really is.
I get to go to Chicago. You're going to get to do some things that you wouldn't normally get to do. And then you're going to put in a couple of full days of work there. We are planning on going to a Cubs game. Cubs cards the day before it all starts at the end of the month. So, yeah, you can chalk that up.
And they got a big lake there. You can just look at it. You don't have to go on it.
I don't want to fall into it.
Yeah, it's a huge lake. I can't believe how big that lake
Went
is.
Went all the way to the end of the pier last year.
Did you?
Good thing they have places you can stop along the way and, you know, do stuff.
That's an amazing, amazing lake.
Mr. Basketball wrapped up yesterday. Not as many teams this year. Miss Basketball will be jam-packed, though. And, again, it looks like everything ran smooth, and a lot of good athletes were on the courts this weekend.
Who won?
Colorado Hawks beat the JC Hoops 73-71, it looks like. So that's what I've got. That's what I've got for you. And, again, the gals will be getting it done for the folks this weekend up at the UNK Health and Sports Center and spots around town, and welcome all those that will be in for this one of the biggest basketball tournaments in the Midwest this weekend. Well, can you believe it? We said once that 4th of July is over, it's football, 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 and I know a lot of people talk about it on their show every single day, and we talk about it quite often here in Nebraska, and we've got 14 teams in 14 days that start with Big Ten defending champion Michigan State tomorrow. But today, as we always do, we love to have Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Adam, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you this morning. How are you? Thanks for the time.
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I want to get to the part. Because this is a media guy question to a media guy. How much more time do you devote to doing radio interviews, paper interviews, online interviews than when you started your blog?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, a lot more. You know, as the blog's grown over the last 6+ years, and you know, certainly the Big Ten expanding into Nebraska and now along the East Coast, there's a lot more people paying attention, and the sports just become more popular. So yeah, a lot more time, especially between now and in early January, and, you know, and even in the off season, there's more requests, and you know, certainly I try to do as many of them as I can, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of interest, and that's good for everybody.
We'll get to the Maryland-Rutgers deal here in a minute, but outside of them officially joining the league, what, in your opinion, was the biggest off-season story from the national championship game to where we are today in Big Ten football?
Well, you know, there definitely were a couple of things. I mean, certainly the union issue at Northwestern, which kind of rolled into, you know, national debate about student welfare, definitely a Big Ten slant on it, and I know it was a topic that was big during the athletic directors' meetings outside of Chicago here a couple months ago. You know, spring football, James Franklin was a big story at Penn State, and some of the changes he's made there and the excitement that he's brought to that program. Definitely a different type of coach than you're used to at Penn State, and really than you're used to in the Big Ten. So I think those two things stand out. But you know, there wasn't an off-season story this year like there has been in the past in the Big Ten, whether it was expansion with Nebraska, which, let's face it, generated a lot more attention than the most recent expansion, or if it was a scandal like at Penn State or at Ohio State. So really not one story that comes to mind, but a couple of things.
Jim Langan here. Last year on our show, we talked about Michigan State, how they just couldn't get a break last year. I mean, they were in every game. I'm talking about the previous year. They were in every game, and they just couldn't get a break. You know, ended up the season like 6-6. Then all of a sudden, they got a couple breaks, started winning games. The only team I see that was like that last year was Northwestern. Northwestern was in every game in the fourth quarter, but found a way to lose games. You know, in fact, they lost the Hail Mary to Nebraska. You know, but they seem to have the one team that I looked at that maybe had a chance. Do they have a chance to win this thing?
Win the division? You know, I think it would take a lot, but yeah, they need to be in every game, and they have been in a lot of games really for the past. 10-15 years, they're not getting blown out as much as they used to. You know, other than that Wisconsin game, which came on the heels of that emotional loss to Ohio State, and they lost some key players early in that game, Venrick Mark and Kane Coulter, they were in the remaining games, and certainly should have made a bowl, if not win 7, 8, or 9 games last year. And so, you know, how did they respond from that type of season? Were they missed a bowl for the first time since 2007, they had a lot of off-field issues with the union story going on. But I look at their roster, and I look at being in the West Division, which on paper looks like the easier division, and they certainly could make some noise. They would have to play well at home to have a chance. They get Wisconsin at home. They get Nebraska at home. They get Michigan at home, even though that's a cross-division game. So they're going to have to play better on their home field, where they went 0-4 in Big Ten play last year. But I like the fact that they have a clear quarterback in Trevor Siemian. They should have a clearer offensive identity, more of a pass-first system. And I think defensively, guys, they're underrated. The defense wasn't the reason that they lost those close games. That really, you know, they Hail Mary, certainly they could have made a play, but they needed more of an identity and more consistency on offense, especially with their line. I think they'll be better on that side of the ball, and they should be in a lot of games this year.
We're talking with Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get to the Rutger and Maryland addition here to the conference. Outside of the outstanding receivers that we keep hearing about joining the conference from Maryland, what do you see for these two?
Well, Maryland is a team, you know, that just hasn't been able to stay healthy the past couple of years. So I think of the two teams, they're the one that has a chance to make a little bit of noise in the East Division. They have a veteran quarterback in C.J. Brown. They have those receivers that you mentioned. They have quite a few options at tailback, a pretty decent front seven on defense. They use a 3-4, which is becoming a little more popular in the Big Ten. We've seen it at Wisconsin last year. We're seeing it now at Indiana with their new defensive coordinator in Brian Knorr, and you know, even Penn State could use a little bit of that from time to time. So I think Maryland is a team that that you don't want to just write off, because if we haven't seen really what they're able to do if they can just keep those key players healthy. With Rutgers, you know, they have a question at quarterback. You know, Gary Nova has been there seemingly forever. You know, he emerged from the spring with the lead in the quarterback competition, but probably has to do a little bit more on the field this fall to cement himself there. And you know, I just don't know if there's anything really outstanding about this Rutgers team, which is tough. But when you look at their schedule, you know, tough East Division schedule. They have to play Wisconsin as well on their home field. So it's going to be a challenge for that team to really raise its level of play. But I guess the one thing you can say about Rutgers is that they do play somewhat of a Big Ten style, a power-type offense. They're fairly conservative and, you know, have had some decent players on both sides of the ball. So it's going to be a tough task for them. But I would say Maryland is a team to watch out of the two newcomers.
Adam, Penn State has been, it seems to me, even before the scandal, a question mark. First, it was like they couldn't win. It was time for Joe Pa to go. Then they seemed to get the resurgence. Then we have the scandal. Then we have, of course, yanking of all the scholarships. A lot of people believe that Penn State is going to be very, very good this year. I find that hard to believe. I know they got some good key points, but depth-wise and the scholarships, I figured this would be the year it would start to hurt the program a little bit. Why should we believe in Penn State?
Well, I think they have a pretty good coaching staff, and if they can stay healthy, they're pretty solid as far as their starting 11. And it always helps guys, as you know, to have a real star quarterback, and that's what Penn State has in Christian Hackenberg. I was out there this spring, and just watching him throw in practice, he can make throws that I don't think any other quarterback in the Big Ten can make on a consistent basis. And so that helps when you don't have much receiver coming back. You know, when your offensive line is very thin, your quarterback really can bail you out, especially when he's a little bit older now and has been through a season. So that's the reason to believe in Penn State. And I think defensively, they're going to be better than they were last year. Bob Shoup is a real good coach coming over with James Franklin from Vanderbilt. He did a nice job with their defenses. They have some guys coming back in the front, especially the line and the secondary. They're a little thin at linebacker. If football was a game where injuries weren't common, I think you could really buy into Penn State. But the problem is that, as you guys know, everyone loses key pieces typically throughout the course of a season, and Penn State simply can't lose a whole lot more at the offensive line and the linebacker spot, as well as wide receiver, because they don't have a whole lot coming back. So it's going to really depend on their health and getting off to a good start. And they play in a tough division with teams like Michigan State and Ohio State. And they're also going to have to play well on their home field, because they get both the Spartans and the Buckeyes at Beaver Stadium.
Yeah, we're all listeners are very interested, of course, in Nebraska and how they're going to do. I'm just going to throw this out to you. Who's better, Nebraska or Iowa?
Well, you know, I guess right now I would give Iowa a little bit of an edge, but it's very close. I mean, clearly Iowa was a better team when the two played last year, but I think Nebraska had a lot of things go against it that day, and probably isn't as far apart from Iowa as it was in late November. And you know, again, both teams you know, have some reasons to be optimistic. You know, both have some outstanding defensive players. Obviously, Randy Gregory is leading Nebraska's defense up front. Iowa, their strength should be their defensive line with guys like Carl Davis at defensive tackle. And I think Iowa offensively, you know, could be a little bit more explosive this year. They went more up tempo last year than they have in recent memory, and they have some exciting options at receiver. Jake Rudock is back at quarterback. They've been able to stay healthy finally at running back, and their offensive line should be pretty solid with Brandon Sheriff anchoring that group at left tackle, probably a first-round pick if he had come out last year, and certainly a guy that some are talking about as a top-10 draft pick in 2015. The schedule, I think we'd all agree, favors Iowa. You know, not only having Nebraska at Kinnick Stadium, but avoiding all the major threats from the East Division. So I think both of these teams should really be in the mix for the West Division Championship along with Wisconsin. But I guess I'd give Iowa just a slight edge after last year's game.
We must have had a phone difficulties there with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com because I think he said Iowa, Jimmy. I couldn't quite understand. Yeah, well, I've always said, you know, it depends how the since it's the last game, it depends how those teams are playing the whole seasons behind them by the time they get to each other. Adam, you're, I guess, just a little more on Nebraska. They definitely have some of the so-called home run hitters. I've been asked ever since the Georgia game, you know, how are we going to do like you are? What's the record going to be? All that kind of thing. I said, you know what? I just can't be sold on Tommy Armstrong. I think this is as weak as Nebraska has been, and he may be great. But as far as going into the season, I can't remember the last time there were this many questions at quarterback for Nebraska.
Yeah, sure. No, and I get that. I think, you know, you look at the passing last year, and it was up and down, to put it mildly, for Armstrong. Now, he's a young player and has been through, you know, has been through another offseason now, and I would expect him to be a little bit better. And I think he's got some weapons at receiver. You know, a guy like Kenny Bell is now one of the more experienced wideouts in the entire Big Ten. And, you know, it always helps to have a guy like Amir Abdullah next to you in the backfield, because he's going to top the scouting report for every opposing defensive coordinator. But they're going to force Armstrong to have to beat them with his arm eventually. And that's where we're going to find out how far he can take this Nebraska team. And we know they've had trouble under Bo Pelini with turnovers, and they cannot make mistakes, especially when you look at some of their road games this year, you know, having to go to places like East Lansing and Madison and Iowa City. You know, I guarantee you, if they turn the ball over in those games, they're not going to win. So I think just playing smart football, you know, I think they can rely a little bit more on their defense this year with a guy like Gregory. You have some more experience at linebacker. There's a couple questions in the secondary, but there's some decent leadership there with guys like Josh Mitchell. So it's going to come down to winning tough games on the road, which it really should if you want to be a champion in this conference. And I know that's been Nebraska's goal for a number of years, but, you know, I would agree that Armstrong is a guy that is still young, but has a lot on his shoulders right now, and has some pressure to make strides, especially with his arm.
Well, Adam, if Kirk Ferentz finally, we can maybe this year get away from he's on the hot seat type questions. So now, does it all turn to Brady Hoke?
Well, you know, I think there is some pressure on Kirk. There always will be because of the salary. And there's a lot of people that can't understand why Iowa pays a guy what it pays Kirk to win 7 or 8 games. So I think there is some pressure there, but certainly there's more on Brady Hoke going into this year. You know, his wins total has declined now every year since his first when they won the Sugar Bowl in 2011. And, you know, they're another team that's going to need to win some tough games away from home. They have to go to Michigan State for the second straight year. Some of the scheduling quirks with expansion created that situation, which you don't normally see in that rivalry. And they also have to go to Notre Dame and to Ohio State. And they've obviously been good at home under Brady Hoke, but they've had their struggles away from the big house. And so that's going to be important this year. You know, all eyes are on their offense. I think the defense should be decent, if not good, but the offense was a mess at times last year. They were all over the place. They had record performances against Notre Dame and Indiana, and then record performances in the wrong way against teams like Michigan State and Nebraska. So I know Doug Nussmeier, the new coordinator, is someone who's really under the gun to get that unit turned around in a hurry, because, you know, if it's another 7 or 8 win season, really, what is Michigan? A team that, you know, is living on its history, is recruiting well, but ultimately not getting it done and competing for championships. It's been a problem now, really, since the Big Ten hasn't competed for a national championship. It's coincided directly with Michigan being down. So I think it's important for that program to get up to where it should be, given its resources and its history, and that should ultimately help the Big Ten and its perception nationally.
I got two comments for you, and I want you to comment back if you could. I think Northwestern and Maryland are going to be the two surprise teams. I want to know who your surprise teams are. And then the other comment I want you to make is, do you think Nebraska can improve their punt return team this year?
Well, you know, that's a little we'll see how that one goes. As far as the sleeper teams, you know, I think in the West Division there could be several. Northwestern, certainly. But like I said, they're going to have to play well at home. Some of their real tough games, tough opponents, are going to be at Ryan Field. And their non-conference schedule isn't easy with Notre Dame and Northern Illinois and Cal. But I would also look at Minnesota. You know, they're a team that's on the rise. Defensively, they expect to be even better than they were last year, despite losing a guy like Rashid Hageman at defensive tackle. You know, Maryland is a good pick in the East Division. I'd also look at Indiana. You know, they're gonna keep putting up points, and eventually they have to turn somewhat of a corner on defense. No one expects them to be a top 20 or top 30 defense, but even an adequate defense from Indiana is going to keep them in games because they score so many points, and they once again should be one of the top offenses in the league. It's going to be tough in that division for anyone, in my view, to catch up with Ohio State and Michigan State. So I think more of the sleepers, whether it's a Northwestern or a Minnesota, maybe even an Illinois, turning a corner here in Tim Beckman, a big season for him. I would say the West Division is a lot more intriguing.
Well, we're getting ready to come down for to Chicago. We've had the privilege of being there the last few years. You being the native and the man that's there, if we're going to find something that's not that we all know about, where give me a place to eat. Give me some place that Adam Rittenberg likes to go, because there's so many good ones and we hear about them all, but maybe a place that, you know, you go when nobody's looking, or, you know, it's a good place that doesn't get all the pub.
Wow, I mean, there's so many good options downtown. I'm trying to think of places that I've gone during media days. Your Kinsey Chop House is always a good one. I saw Jerry Kill eating there last year with his family. Gilt Bar is right next door, which is a good place also in Kinsey. So there's so many options downtown, and even if you want to venture out into the neighborhood, there you really can't go wrong in Chicago. Great, great culinary city.
Well, there's nothing better, folks. I know you read a lot, and there's a lot of places to go, but if you go to ESPN.com, check out the Big Ten blog. The lunch leaks are always there. They give you more spots to go to, but Adam and Brian Bennett, they do, and their team does such a great job. Of course, we have Mitch Sherman on from time to time as well. And Adam, we'll let you out of here with this last question. Is Ohio State still heads and tails above everybody else?
I don't know how you can say that after what Michigan State did last year. I mean, Michigan State didn't just outclass Ohio State in the league championship game. They outclassed the rest of the conference. They won 9 Big Ten games, guys, by double figures. And so I think everyone just kind of goes back to the default that Ohio State, like you said, is head and shoulders above. They might be from a talent standpoint, but they have some significant questions, as does Michigan State. I mean, they have to replace 4 starters along the offensive line. Wide receiver, there's no one there that really jumps out. Defensively, really average for Ohio State under Urban Meyer so far. So their line should be good, but they have some questions in the back 7. So I think you cannot write off Michigan State, and they've done enough, in my view, under Mark D'Antonio, especially with what they have coming back offensively, as well as a guy like Shalik Calhoun on defense. They're right there with Ohio State, and those are the two that I believe are head and shoulders above the rest of the Big Ten, but I wouldn't say one is head and shoulders above the other.
Love to hear it. It makes the conference better. Hey, Adam, we'll see you in Chicago. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the rest of the month.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Take care, Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com. Yeah, and again, just over the weekend, Ohio State picked up 2 more 5-star commits, and it just seems like everything, and I'm not one of those guys that hates Ohio State or hates Urban Meyer, but they seem to be the Yankees of almost college football, more than just the Big Ten, kind of the whole Midwest. And it's good to see other teams at least have a challenge, but it seems like they're still every year going to be the team you got to be shooting for at this point.
Yeah, there's something about, like you say, USC. I'm sure the Pac-10 feels that way about USC, you know. And when USC's playing well, everybody wants to beat them. But, and I think you're right about Ohio State, and I think Texas probably in the Big 12. You know, when those teams are playing well, it's really hard to cheer for them. It's easy to cheer for the other people in the conference.
Well, businessinsider.com, and, you know, what's so great about businessinsider.com, except that if they rate Nebraska fans number 1, then they must be the coolest of all time. A list of the top 15 most loyal fan bases in the country, and Nebraska is number 1, Ohio State 3rd, Michigan 6th, Penn State 9th, and then out of the Big 12, A&M 11th, Texas 12th, and Oklahoma is 14th. Some of the criteria: home attendance, fan travel, and being supportive during a down period.
Where's Alabama ranked?
It does not say.
Oh, it doesn't have Alabama.
I don't have the entire list.
Oh, okay,
list in front
I'm sorry.
Of me. I just have those folks right there.
Got it.
There you go. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And when we come back, a few more sports topics to get to. We'll talk a little golf, talk a little tennis, talk a little Cornhusker State games. But we remind you, you have now felt the sweltering heat of the summer, and I hope your T&L irrigation system, well, I know it was, I hope your pivot system was getting the job done. If it had T&L hanging on it, it was. If it didn't, I don't know. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works with their PPC3, controls your speed, direction, and gun, and auto-stop locations with GPS or encoder position sensors. You can do it right from your mobile phone, right from home, wherever you've got a wireless hookup, you can get the job done. Manual speed and direction control, they've got precision link. The TL Pivot Manager 2 creates programs for full control of all irrigation functions and monitors water pressure and flow. Find out more from your local T&L dealer or go online to TLIRR.com. It's not hard to find your local T&L dealer. They're all over the Midwest as they serve every state in the union and 65-plus countries worldwide. And we'll be back to serve you after this.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel,
what'd you do this weekend, Jeff?
I went north, shot some fireworks, had some cake on Sunday for my anniversary. Nothing else.
Okay, all right. Sometimes I just think, you know, the music we play, it could be a subliminal message.
No.
It is sometimes. It is sometimes. Oh, yeah. I just wondered if this
we
one
we went all patriotic on Thursday for the 4th of July. The day was just come in randomly, pick three songs.
What about the rest of the weekend?
What do you mean?
You and the missus?
Her father listens to the show. I'm not sure I'm going to get too in-depth.
I just wondered if you guys spent time up there or here.
Yeah,
or,
we went up north and shot fireworks. 4th of July at my aunt's. And then Saturday kind of just laid around my mom's house. And then Sunday we drove back.
Cool.
Had a little dinner on Sunday for our anniversary.
Yeah, Doug, we were talking last.
I just wanted to know, Jimmy, when the fireworks were shot off. In O'Neill, July 4th. Did they have a big show?
The country club does out there too, but we my aunt actually lives about 3 miles west, east of town, so we actually can't see them, but they do have a show.
Yeah, we were talking, Randy and I were, when you, like on the 3rd of July or whatever day it was, and he was going through his, you know, he's been married for a year. I don't know if you heard it or not, but anyway, Randy was telling him, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that, and then I kind of started to pipe in, and then I made the comment, said, hey, I'm not, probably shouldn't be giving a whole lot of marital advice here. And then Randy laughed, like you are, too. I think it went over pretty well nationwide, really.
Well,
you know?
I'm just saying, God knows I sure have no clue. So I just – did you take any of the advice, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Was it good advice then?
Yeah. Randy has a successful marriage from what I've gathered. So any advice I get from Randy is good. But even Jimmy gave good advice. It might not have worked for him, but it's probably going to work
right.
For me.
Yeah, hey, who's that pitcher for the Cardinals again?
Yeah,
we can't think of his name. Hey.
How about that Midtown Mart cooler question?
No, we're good. We're good.
Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Is a child born today in America more likely to become a fan of soccer or baseball? 69% of you said baseball. 31% said soccer. Of course, now we're to the extra player for the All-Star game. The rosters have been made, but the fans get a chance to vote American and National League. Today, we ask you who should get the final spot on the National League All-Star team. Casey McGahee, Marlins. Justin Morneau, Rockies. Anthony Rendon, Nationals. Anthony Rizzo, Cubs. Justin Upton, Braves. Okay, automatically, there should never, at this point, be more than one Cub. So, Rizzo. I see that Samardzija, though, is he the representative then for the Cubs?
No, the Cubs had two, Starling Castro and Jeff Samardzija. But
okay, Rizzo, no. Anthony Rendon, I'll be honest, what's he play?
I have no idea.
Don't know anything about that guy. Don't know, so he's out. McGahee, Marlins, no. So it's down to Morneau and Upton, and I like the Braves, so I'm voting for Justin Upton.
Yeah, and I got Morneau for the Rockies. Yeah, but I mean,
you can't go wrong there.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not saying you're wrong either.
One of those two is who I'd go for. You can tell us who you think should play on the National League All-Star team by voting on the Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. U.S. Amateur Championship sectional qualifying is going on today. It's one day. It's 36 holes at Happy Hollow in Omaha. There are quite a few individuals. I think it's 58 here, if I've got that right, battling for two spots in Atlanta at the Athletic Club in August. And among those, UNK D2 All-American Michael Colgate. He is playing in this tournament. Alex Anania from Grand Island. Jordan Reinertsen, of course, the Gibbon native. Among those, a lot of the guys that like Carson Shockey and Bryce Brown, who were in the match play championship a couple of weekends ago, they are among those that will be playing as well. So best of luck to all those that are from our area and that we have ties to as they try to make their way. But a lot of these kids that we recognize their name from high schools, like Calvin Freeman and Mitchell Clues, and guys like that that have done well in the high school state tournament, we wish them the best of luck. And entry deadlines for some sports were extended over the weekend for the 30th anniversary Cornhusker State Games, and that means baseball and soccer. You want to get a team in, you've got till Wednesday. If you want to play some ice hockey, you've got till Thursday. And Saturday, girls fast pitch softball, lacrosse, CrossFit, and badminton going on at the Cornhusker State Games coming up this 30th anniversary. And speaking of CrossFit, you had that pulled out there, didn't you, Jeffrey? Yeah. Coming up this Saturday, a benefit for Dante Rodriguez, who's heading to the Junior World in with the FILA champions and representing the United States in Croatia next month. He heads to camp at the end of this month, and it's free to everyone from 8 to 6 this Saturday. Fun activities, including a rock climbing wall, a bouncy house. The military challenge is from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Watch military enlistees battle it out for the Golden Cup. Three different workouts, Marines versus Army in their CrossFit get-together. I mean, I'll tell you what, that... Guys, that's all testosterone. Gals, that's guys with all testosterone. I can see that this would be an activity that would be fun for everyone, Jimmy. That's just part of the day, Saturday, going on at Kearney CrossFit, 2810 West 24th Street, out there by Thirsties and Meadowlark Hills Golf Course area of Kearney. And you can find out more as they'll be having – you can also wrestle with some of the champs. You want to go out there and try that? Can we send you out there Saturday? You can work some wrestling drills with Dante and other high school state and UNK champs.
I'd like to be there. I've got to run a concession stand. But I'd like to be there.
You get this is your chance to wear a singlet if you want to. No? No? Folks, it's going on all day Saturday, 8 to 6, and a lot of good things that are going on with it. And we talked to Dante about it last week. Wish him the best of luck. You can go to carneycrossfit.com for more details. carneycrossfit.com for more details. Jimmy, did I miss anything? Is there anything that you wanted to bring up specifically today?
Puig made the All-Star game, you know, Yasiel Puig from the Dodgers. Did you happen to see the play he made was the number one? Did you happen to see ESPN? You had the top 10
mm-hmm,
plays.
Yeah.
Did you see his play he made when he made the diving catch in right field and threw the guy out at third base?
It was okay.
It was okay. It was absolutely phenomenal.
He used to play right.
Oh.
And I got to play right because if only 9 guys showed up, I got to play right.
I know what you mean. Yeah. That is kind of... Where do you want me to play? Right field. You go to right field. Okay. I just got my gloves started heading there.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Coach. Where do you bat? Ninth. Thanks, Coach. So there you go. Again, tomorrow, Paul Kohendijk's going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as our first of 14 teams in 14 days takes us to Michigan State. We got a final break to take here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but one other thing that I think it's cool. Lincoln native Jack Sock wins Wimbledon. Doubles title. He'd never played in competition with his Canadian new buddy, Vasek Pospisil, no relation to Stu. But they beat Bob and Mike Bryan, the face of doubles tennis, and they do it in 5 sets. And, you know, this is only going to propel his career. So congratulations to Jack Sock. We'll take a final break. Be back with more after this.
All sports, one source, 2 stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Horizon Recovery and Counseling Center presents Recovery in the Park Celebration on Friday, July 11th. Free barbecue with hamburgers and hot dogs at 6 p.m. at the Brickyard Park in Hastings. Free ice cream and a free concert presenting the band Forgiveness 490. Free will donations are appreciated. For more information, call 402-462-2066 or log on to reviveinc.org and come out and enjoy a great time of food and fellowship at Brickyard Park on Friday, July 11th.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Final minute of the program today. Jimmy, here, let me ask you, world traveler that neither one of us are. This morning, not a lot of people will pay attention to this, but the 2022 Winter Olympics, 2022, 8 years away. There were six cities that submitted and already falling out: Stockholm, Sweden, Krakow, Poland, and Lviv, Ukraine. So the IOC said, the three that still want to have it, you give us your final bids, and next year we'll make a decision. If you could go cover the Olympics in any of these three cities, which one would you choose? Beijing, China, Oslo, Norway, or Almaty, Kazakhstan? Those are the three that are left.
I guess I'll go to Oslo, Norway.
The future of Oslo's bid remains uncertain. The Norwegian government will decide in the autumn whether to even back the project. Yeah, I think they'd all be interesting. Oslo seems the safest because it's Norway. Beijing seems the coolest because it is China. And Kazakhstan seems like, when we talk wrestling around here, it would be the most different, because you would definitely see some things you haven't seen before. So anyway, that's what's going on in the world there.
I think, you know, if I was on the committee, I would have to visit all three cities. You know,
exactly.
I have to visit all three with an unlimited budget, you know, to make sure I could walk around and kind of see things. And then we'd probably have some insider trading going on here.
Come on. Last thing, Nebraska senior forward Leslie Smith suffered a knee injury playing for the British Virgin Islands in the FIBA, that's the International Basketball Association Caribbean Basketball Championships. No one's quite sure how serious it is, but it's enough that he's coming back, and so that's probably a little serious.
Hey, I'm proud of myself, Doug. I thought of a guy's name, Adam Wainwright.
Oh,
St. Louis Cardinals.
All by yourself?
Yeah, I did it by myself this time.
That'll be.
Took about 50 minutes, though.
You don't
even
have your cell phone there, so I know you didn't.
Yeah, it took 50 minutes. Yeah. That's better than most. Hey, better than most.
We want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and thanks to Adam Rittenberg. He is the lead Big Ten blogger for ESPN.com. You can enjoy his work by going to ESPN.com and click on the NCAA football tag. Go to Big Ten blog, and all of it is right there. A lot of good reading every single day. Tomorrow, Paul Cohen-Dyke is going to join us from Spartan Magazine as our 14 teams in 14 days begins with a review and a preview of the Michigan State Spartans in 2014. Also, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Later this week, we preview the likes of Minnesota, Purdue, Rutgers. We'll also be catching up with Brian Arp after his commit to Ohio from Kearney High. He'll join us on Wednesday. But until tomorrow, when Jimmy's back in studio, we will wish you the very pleasant good day and see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.